Dylan just texted me, no church yet. No, not yet. We're working on it.
But you could use mine to do the comments and stuff back and forth.
Yeah, I'll pull yours back up and comment as you, I hope that's okay. Well, no, I'll comment as you make mine. We get comments about, hey, this is the best recording it's been in a while. I might feel more sure. Okay, Jim, are you gonna play for Ulu?
Just, I'll do one, the long one.
Okay, are you ready?
Yep.
Alright.
Welcome to Redeemer Lutheran Church. We're glad you're here with us today. And let me say, Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. We're glad you're with us too. Several announcements. We've started a new thing this past week called Redeemer Zoom Zone, and that will be at 9:30 on Tuesday mornings from 9:30 to 10:30. And I envision this as just kind of a drop in, drop out, whatever, for a little while. And it's an opportunity to visit and see one another and just talk. There's no program or anything. It's just really an opportunity for us to get together. That's at 9:30 to 10:30, anytime in that time. We welcome you to come. If you need the Zoom link, you can contact me and I'll get it for you. Or you can find it on our website under Recent News. You have both the e-newsletter and the Go and Serve, and it's in both of those. So you'd be able to find it there as well. They've been working hard on our roof. They're actually hoping to finish the roof this week. So that's exciting as well. Amanda, you want to talk about a whole bunch of announcements, I bet.
A whole bunch of announcements. I get to make announcements. Yay. So today, being Mother's Day, we will not have our book study so that the people in our book study can celebrate their moms or be celebrated as a mom. So we'll continue that next week. Also, if there are any families with young children that would like to schedule a Bible story time, the visibles are Sunday school lessons. I'm doing those with any family that would be interested, with moms and dads and their children, or grandmas and grandpas and their kiddos. So just contact me for more information about that. Also, we are still collecting shoes, men's and women's tennis shoes, gently used or new, and men's boots, and also feminine hygiene products for our friends at Resurrections. Lunch on the Lawn, those folks, that they could use all of those items. So if you have anything like that, you can drop it off here at the church, or we have people that are very willing to come pick it up off of your porch. So let us know. Those are all my announcements.
Okay, well, thank you.
See, you thought I had a whole bunch. It was just three.
Well, when I think of bunches, I tend to think of bananas, but that's okay.
I like bananas.
All right, let us prepare for our worship. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the fountain of living water, the rock who gave us birth, our light and our salvation. Amen. Let us come into the revealing and healing light of God. God of grace and glory, you have brought us through the night of sin into the light of Jesus' resurrection, yet our lives are still shadowed by sin. Make us alive in Christ, O God. Make us new as you make all things new. Rescue us from evil and the gloom of sin. Renew us in grace and restore us to living in your holiness through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen. Rejoice with all creation around God's throne. The light of the risen Christ puts to flight all evil deeds, washes away sin, restores innocence to the fallen, casts out hate, brings peace, and humbles earthly pride. Jesus Christ loves us and frees us from our sins by his blood. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
Oh,
I've realized also I have forgotten to mention that we will be celebrating Holy Communion later in this service, and you are invited to have your elements ready at home for receiving the communion after we sing the Lamb of God later in the service. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, your Son Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. Give us grace to love one another, to follow in the way of his commandments, and to share his risen life with all the world. For he lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Good morning. I
Jesus?
I doubt it.
He doubts it. But he's not laughing at me. Thanks, Pastor Gary.
Now
he's laughing at me.
Now I am.
So I went and I read the story that Pastor Gary's going to read to us in a little bit. And it says that Jesus is the way. And I got to thinking, if Jesus is the way, how do we know about Jesus, and who helps us know about Jesus? So I think Pastor Gary helps us know about Jesus. And when he preaches, he tells us about Jesus. And when he does children's messages, he tells us about Jesus. And I think in our Sunday school classes, I know I've taught about Jesus before, and Ms. Martha's taught about Jesus before. I think there's also other people in our lives that tell us about Jesus. Maybe moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas and aunts and uncles and godparents and friends here at Redeemer and all over the place. They can tell us about Jesus too. And so it's not a map and it's not a compass, but Jesus is the way. And the way we find Jesus is listening to those voices that tell us about Jesus, about how he lived and how he taught other people, how he died, was alive again. So I'm ready to hear some stories from Pastor Gary about Jesus. Let's pray together. Dear God, thank you so much for all of the people that help us to find Jesus. Thank you for the moms and the grandmas and all of those who are motherly figures to us. Thank you for dads and grandpas and aunts and uncles and all of those people. Thank you for our church community that shows us what it's like to live the way Jesus would want us to live, caring for one another, loving one another, and being together, even though right now it's online. And it's in your name we pray. Amen. So go in peace and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from Acts. Filled with the Holy Spirit, Stephen gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. "Look," he said, "I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." But they covered their ears and with a loud shout all rushed together against him. Then they dragged him out of the city and began to stone him. And the witnesses laid their coats at the feet of a young man named Saul. While they were stoning Stephen, he prayed, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Then he knelt down and cried out in a loud voice, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." When he had said this, he died. The word of the Lord.
To whom shall we go?
You have the word of eternal life. Alleluia, alleluia.
Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 14th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to the disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and I will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father and we will be satisfied." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do. And in fact, will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
A little research goes a long way. That became clear quickly this past week as I tried to find out why we call someone a spitting image of someone else. I mean, that's kind of an odd phrase, isn't it? Where did that come from? Well, I looked it up, and it's a complex tale. The phrase actually comes from calling someone the spit and image of something else. It means you are the same stuff as your parents were made of, the spit, and you look like them too, the image. In fact, one of the oldest appearances of a phrase like this just says, "You are the spit of your father," meaning that you are so much like your father that it is as if he spat you out of his mouth. Over time, the phrase became spitten image to mean something like, "You are the image of someone who spat you out in the past. You have been spitten," so to say. And more recently, we've migrated to spitting image. And it still means much the same thing, that you are a lot like some ancestor lost in both in looks and also in character or in action. Oh, but there's more. Some think of the word spit part of that whole thing as a contraction of the original word spirit, as in, you are the spirit of so-and-so. That's a neat idea, but there's actually no evidence to support that. And then some of us say splitting image. This idea actually comes from a musical instrument like a violin, those kind of instruments that have two pieces of wood that make up their back and are joined together. The two pieces mirror each other, sort of, leading to the phrase splitting image. Others picture a mirror broken in half and showing two like images. Why can't anything be simple? The request that Thomas made to Jesus seemed pretty simple too. "Lord, show us the Father and we will be satisfied." But Jesus' answer is very telling. "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father." Jesus was the very spitting image of God. And it's hard not to hear Jesus' frustration in answering Thomas, who just didn't get it. Jesus had been with them for at least a couple of years by this point. They've seen him as a wise teacher. They've seen him work miracles. They've seen his care and compassion for the poor, the sick, and the outcast. They've experienced his warmth and his love. They should have known. They should already have known that Jesus was the spitting image of God right in their very midst. But they didn't see it. And maybe the request that Thomas made says a lot about what goes on inside us as well. We are looking for satisfaction somewhere, anywhere, everywhere. But we tend to look in all the wrong places. God is already with us, right in our midst. And it is God who satisfies. Thomas got that part right. It is only God who satisfies. There's a famous story about Ben Hooper, who was the governor of Tennessee about 100 years ago. He was an illegitimate child, meaning he had no father and that he knew... Let's try that again. He was an illegitimate child, meaning that he had no father that he knew in a time when that was viewed with shame and disgrace. Nevertheless, he stumbled into a church one Sunday and kept coming back, always careful to slip out when the last hymn started so that no one would find out who he was. One Sunday, he was so caught up in the worship he forgot to leave. Then, speaking about it years later, he said, "As I tried to make my way through the crowd exiting the church, suddenly I felt a heavy hand on my shoulder. When I turned, that big, tall preacher was looking down at me. 'What's your name, boy?' he asked. 'Whose child are you?' I just shook when he asked that question. But then, before I could say anything at all, he went on, 'I know who you are. I know who your family is. In fact, there's a distinct family resemblance. Why, you're a child of God.' And you see, that's the thing. We are children of God, and we ought to be the spitting image of God as well. There's a whole world out there looking for satisfaction, imploring us to show them the Father, imploring us to live in compassion and care, to be selfless, to show mercy and grace, to live out love. Show us the Father, they beg us, and we are called to do it with our lives. Jesus said, 'If you know me, you will know my Father also.' He was the spitting image of God. With God's help, we can be too. Amen."
Thank you.
Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Holy God, you bind the church together as one. In the face of a world divided, unite your people, that we may proclaim mercy and peace and live in your love. Lord, in your mercy, architect of life, we are your own living stones. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. Lead us in lives of grace for others, concerned more for others than we are for ourselves. Use us as your bricks to build your kingdom here and now. Lord, in your mercy, God of forgiveness, in the face of a world broken and torn, you bid us to pray for our enemies. Instill in your people the ability to speak the truth in love and to forgive those who have wronged us. Help us to find the way to live together in peace. Lord, in your mercy, God of nurture and care, amid our world racked by disease, anxiety, and fear, draw near to us. Bless healthcare workers and first responders. Feed the hungry, strengthen the suffering, comfort the bereaved, and heal burdened bodies and troubled hearts. Strengthen and bless all your people, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, living Lord, you are our way, our truth, and our life. Bring us with all who rest in you to the room prepared for us in Jesus Christ our Lord. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray. Trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks.
indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and dark angels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. And loving God, we praise you for creating the heavens and the earth. We bless you for bringing Noah and his family through the waters of the flood, for freeing your people Israel from the bonds of slavery, and for sending your Son to be our Redeemer. We give you thanks for Jesus, who, living among us, healed the sick, fed the hungry, and with a love stronger than death, gave his life for others. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his life-giving death and glorious resurrection, we await your promised life for all this dying world. Breathe your Spirit on us and on this bread and cup. Carry us in your arms from death to life, that we may live as your chosen ones, clothed in the righteousness of Christ. Through him all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The body of Christ given for you. The blood of Christ shed for you. The The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Let us pray. Life-giving God, you have fed us with your word, and our hearts burn within us. Through this meal, you have opened us to your presence. Now send us forth to share the gifts of Easter with all in need. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Peace. Serve the Lord.